Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. It's an all-new special on the top 10 fashion icons right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. A couture countdown featuring some of the best-known ladies in pop culture and beyond. And it's hosted by our very special contributor, Miss Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So tune in. It's airing now across Hair Radio platforms.
Well, all right. And again, it's a big, big welcome to all of you guys for being part of this morning experience right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I've got Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, officially. And big, big, big morning it is. And the first hour. Yes, it is the first hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And folks know that we're on from 6 to 9 each weekday morning. And that's 3 hours in the first hour. We have a lot of wonderful showcase items that we especially kind of put together for the radio show. Mid-show is live host chat.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great conversation.
With all of us. And then, of course, you know what comes up in the third hour. It is known as
our spotlight hour.
Absolutely. And we have such great folks, great specific interviews and all of that. That we put together. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
So am I.
We chatted with thousands of guests on our broadcast. We've really made a stake. We have really put forth the effort to connect with people on the show. And we really owe all to you guys, the fans of the show, for helping
to
keep us
thank
motivated.
You so much. Yes,
absolutely.
For tuning in and for supporting us. Yes. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And so this is where we're going to, we're going to put our wonderful new things and some additional space right here. And then we've got some great classic pieces we're going to replay in the first hour. And as we open up our vaults, Nicole Marie, I think it's great that we get that opportunity to replay some of our favorites and your fan favorites, your favorites as well.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love hearing some of the favorites. Yes, it's always good to go back and listen to those. Yes.
And so just want to thank the advertisers who support this show.
Thank you.
Without you, we wouldn't be here, literally. So remember, you guys can be a guest or advertise on the Hair Radio Morning Show and reach folks all over the world as well. With your gifts, with you all, your gifts, But yes, your product services. So listen, I want you guys to just keep it right here. We're going to just keep rolling out today's broadcast. And
yes.
There's a lot more to get into, Nicole Marie. Yes, I'm happy to say. So enjoy.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right. Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So today's topic talk with Siobhan DeSeer and Kara Hand is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And we can, this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first of all, Siobhan Bethea, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow?
Yeah, you
is
know,
that
honestly,
all that you're looking for at that moment?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want to, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely. Now, the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down and you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked? You know, so these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use, if, you know, if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat or maybe a, even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes.
Okay,
you say you have a
so
satin, which one are you
those.
Using?
I have my own, and plus I have a do-rag, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment, then we can get back to that, but what's the importance of a satin-type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it because a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't even realize because that traction that happens naturally when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
And let me tell you, carry is something because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some people might be listening and hearing, okay, with a pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, you, if you're here.
You sound so happy. I got a head full of hair. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. You know. Some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you
not
have to try to hold on.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm. Siobhan Bethea, you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call
disgust,
it 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
because
go ahead, Siobhan, please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out, so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on so I'll know what type of style we're doing so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan, this year, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream. They're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is it depends on your hair texture, keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And moisturize,
depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different, so it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day.
Mm.
So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. You know, so
I'm loving
good
it.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Desir, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge. And we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem. And I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media. And why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks
sure.
who are in this neck of the
yes.
woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com. Rootsrocksalon.com.
Yes. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S. rocksalon.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Desir. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So
yeah.
talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologists. Probably 98% are not at YouTube University. They're just going in, okay, with
yeah,
all kinds
yeah.
of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How
you
do
know,
you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's their, what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice, because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, so it's good to
and,
be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk
right.
about Dr. Obeng. But, yeah, You don't want them to need Dr. Obeng, who is the one who rescued Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
So it's okay to look and see what's going on. And you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way. And just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
a
difference?
It does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary, sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing factors.
Eating and water.
Yes. Lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have endless benefits. And most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this. Okay. This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Siobhan Desir every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say? What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how they
can promotions? Let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
You should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
Okay. So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate that,
and it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me, but for everyone, you know, this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to see.
Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions. And I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades, wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back then, you might have had a, I don't know, what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
I forgot that. You really go in.
right. I'm telling myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So, you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer, and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak. I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, you know, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, yeah. and the Internet. When the Internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the Internet, I agree with you, but more specifically mm-hmm. social media. Because
right.
first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used yeah. to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays,
yes.
you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information, mm-hmm. and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Shavonda here, at Roots
Absolutely.
Rock Salon in
yeah,
West
absolutely. Virginia. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction with whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan Desir, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were, and it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side, you know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there anything that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that maybe social media, I believe that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode, I think is still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think
yeah.
Things like social, what is it, facial recognition, all these other
mm-hmm.
AI-type things are going to play into technology. Is going to be more so incorporated into the
Absolutely.
Hair care process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, you be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world, and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com. And I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon, and for the pro side as well. Siobhan Desir is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, you know, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing, also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
Siobhan
more.
Desir. Thank you for listening to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan Desir with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job, Siobhan Desir. Roots Rock Salon. Say, and
thanks
folks,
for
listen
me.
Out for the commercial right here. I'm Carrie Hines. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at
973-957-7800. Oh, I know what the lady.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I have a very, very special guest joining us right now. It is my great honor to bring to the line Jackrabbit Eats Herself. We're talking to Jackie. Good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show today.
Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, and happy New Year.
Yes, it's great to have you. And I want to say it's 2023, and we are so excited. Everybody's talking about a new beginning. We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about getting into shape. So we had to go to the source, and hence Jackie of Jackrabbit Eats. So here you are, and we're so happy to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to get this opportunity to talk about
yes.
the different day.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. You know, when we talk about healthier eating, it can be a big thing for some folks to get past, not being able to feast on their favorite junk food, or to not be able to just eat any old thing. You have to be of a certain mindset. And that's what I really wanted to talk about today, Jackie.
Okay.
But first, let's start at the beginning for folks. Today's their first time hearing of Jackrabbit Eats. So when we talk about plant-based cooking, which you so often do on our show, which is fantastic to learn about for us, just remind everybody what plant-based cooking really is all about.
Well, plant-based cooking is just a way that we eat to try to avoid certain foods, and basically it would be mostly your animal product food and your dairy, product foods and stuff. So usually when you begin a plant-based vegan lifestyle, I would say just begin, the transition slowly and, inform yourself, educate yourself so that you can avoid missing, certain nutrients that you may need when you do start a plant-based lifestyle. Mm. So go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that's amazing. Because I'm thinking literally this morning about doing just that, about starting, a plant-based lifestyle, because I'm kind of getting weighed down and bogged down by all the meat and all the things that, preservatives and all of that stuff that is not the best. For us, it might be best to keep it, in the freezer at the the markets or wherever. But I want to kind of start looking at a healthier beginning. It's the new year, like we said. It's time to get to kind of make change some of these bad habits. So, what's the first thing that you say that we should do? You just mentioned about those of us who are trying to start this plant-based diet. I call it PBD. What should we consider to do first?
Well, for me, in order to enjoy the health benefits of a plant-based vegan diet, it's not necessary to make sudden or drastic changes. Just begin by making, one change at a time. And so basically, when it comes to making food choices, everyone has their own goals, and their own rate of change. So some people can, get right in and just do it. And, some people may just want to cut out certain things. So some people may cut out, let's just say, animal products entirely. And then others may start by just including more plant-based foods and going from there. And so basically the bottom line is every choice that we make when it comes to plant-based eating or vegan eating, you're making a positive choice. And every choice and every step that you make, you're headed in the right direction. And so that's what counts to me. And so, some of the things that we can do, start by making tangible goals, at a time. Move on from there to the next goal. Don't set your goals so large until they're not, you're not able to reach them the way you want
to. Exactly.
For some, right. This may be just by just choose one plant-based meal per day, like your breakfast, for example. Mm. This could mean eating entirely plant-based 1 or 2 days a week. So in both cases, either way, making a decision ahead of time and planning accordingly is usually what's more, critical when you're trying to have a plant-based diet. And
I think that's really good advice. Let me just make sure I got that straight. So, you know, start, you know, like baby steps, we say. Maybe substitute one meal a day or week or what have you, just to begin. Because, see, if you try to do too many, like you said earlier, sudden big changes, that's why we get so kind of frustrated and disappointed and the habits drop off and we're right back where we started from. So instead of that, let's ease on into it. And I kind of like that. Yes,
right.
And I'm going to follow your advice. You see, I'm paying real close attention because I really am. I really think this is the time to really begin looking at this because I'm getting kind of tired of those meats and all of that. And, boy, this it should be much easier now to turn to plant-based diet because the meats are costing a whole lot of money out there. So maybe it's more effective as well and perhaps on your pockets. But I love that it is for health benefits, if nothing more. Now, there's one thing I wanted to mention about this too, Jackie. What about the rest of the family? I mean, do kids, you know, if you've got kids, is this something that I know us as older, you know, parents and grandparents and all that, a plant-based diet makes a lot of sense for us, you know, especially as you start to get older, digesting problems and digestive issues and all kinds of things come into play. But what about younger folks? You know, you've got young kids. Can you raise a family using this plant-based methodology? That's my question today.
Yeah, sure you can. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, because really and truly, we identify with more plant-based meals than we actually think. You know, many foods you already eat are plant-based, you know. So let's just think of some, like including your stir fries, you know. Kids love rice and, you know, vegetables, you know, pretty much, especially when it's more like the international cuisine way. The soups, the pastas that we eat, you know, the pasta dishes, sandwiches, any type of sandwich you make can be made in a plant-based way. Your grains, you know, you already eat oatmeal, you eat granola, you know. So those are just a few things that kids do enjoy, and we as adults, we enjoy those things too. So a lot of our plant-based meals, you know, come from a lot of the international cuisines, you know, like I mentioned, like the Indian food, like Chinese, Japanese, Thai, you know, your Mexican dishes, your Middle Eastern dishes, and African. And I could just go on and on, but I'm going to stop there. It's something that I think when we think of plant-based and we think of the meals that we eat, we shouldn't struggle with, like, would it be something that the children would like or that I would like. Just make it tasty and just make it something that, you know, that you normally would eat, but you would just not have certain things in it. Like I said, the meats and maybe the dairies, and you'll have a delicious meal.
Wow. Well, I'm very impressed with this. And, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show in 2023. Well, I'm so excited to have Jack Rabbit Eats right here with us today to talk about healthier choices when it comes to food. And we are so excited. No better time than creating what I call resolutions. We have our regular resolutions. We have hair resolutions, and now we've got food resolutions. So we are so, so happy to talk about it today. Now, I want to just make sure that folks out there that you guys know, our Hair Radio online community, we call it HOC, is just a fantastic place, and we are putting a special story there. So this morning, you can go right on over there. If you're already a member, just simply, even if you're not a member, go to hrmember.com. Let me repeat that, hrmember.com. So that's hrmember.com. And you'll see, if you are a member, you'll see other members there. If you're not, you can sign up. We've got all kinds of articles and things like that, but there'll be a special post from me, Carrie Hines,
on my plant-based journey that I'm really, really announcing
right
here today. So I'm really excited about this. When you get there, or if you go to HIRadio.com, that's HairRadio.com, that's our website, and you'll see right there it says Read Post. There's a big old blue button, or any of those spots there will take you to our online community. And you can see, you'll see this right under the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm so, so excited. It's going to be my wonderful PBD. What is it? Plant-based cooking journey. So
okay.
I'm loving this. Yeah. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to really follow the advice to sub one meal. And I'm going to do that starting today. So this evening, that's going to be my big, big thing. I have a great vegetarian dish in the fridge to create. So I'll be sharing that with you the next time you're with us, how it all turned out. And I'm going to definitely share it online. So you've got to go there if you want to find out what happens next in this journey. How's that, Jackie, for a tease?
That sounds wonderful, Carrie, because, you know, one thing that I would like to say, too, you know, we should surround ourselves with, you know, when we're trying to change our diet, you know, make sure that when you get these hungers and these cravings that you have certain things in your refrigerator. So in addition to having a wide variety of things that you may want to have on hand, you know, would be your fruits, your vegetables, your beans, your grains, your nuts, your seeds, your spices on hand. And make sure you have plant-based milks and burgers and, you know, burritos and pizza, all of those things, nut butters. So when you get these cravings or when you need to eat, you're not going to go out and just eat anything, and you're going to have something on hand. You're going to plan ahead of time. Even if they aren't perfectly healthy, the foods you start with should just, you know, taste good and fill you up. It's far more important to enjoy your new eating habits than to slug through the bland meals and snacks that leave you, you know, so hungry and not so healthy for you.
Well, listen, I am super, super hyped, and I cannot wait. Now, next time you come back, we're going to have some wonderful dishes to prepare, and that's right here on the radio show, so I'm super, super excited about that. Jackie, before you go, anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
Oh, sure. Yes, always. I just want to give a shout out to my family and friends, my husband, Michael, my children, Michael and Michaela. And I just want to shout out to all those who support me. And I just want to tell everyone to, you know, just make this new year a great new year. Don't be so hard on yourself when you're trying to make these lifestyle changes. You know, you may have some slip up. And, you know, for many people, it may take weeks or months or even years to adjust to a new eating pattern. And, you know, judging yourself for giving in or to some craving or some type of convenient way of eating these fast foods, you know, it's much better to concentrate on the positive steps that you've taken and how they make you feel, and then just build upon that. And, you know, just take it one day at a time.
Well, that is great advice. And like Jackie said, it's not just Happy New Year, it's Happy New You. So we'll see you back here. Jackie, thank you. Great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
Let me talk to him. I guess you know you made it when they start talking about you, right? Welcome to fame. Yeah. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Gotta get some stuff off my chest.
Young, energetic, famous, but don't really spread it. Rich enough, fairly hot. So basically, sex is not difficult to get. That ain't my fault. No, no. Listen. And judge, cause I might take advantage once or twice. People tell me I'm not right, thinking that sex runs my life, but that just ain't it. So let me clear it up for those who have obviously misread the code. Listen to me now.
No.
Now.
Hi, everybody. It's Kerry Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right. It's Friday morning, January 27th, 2023. I'm Kerry Hines. It is my great honor to have you guys with us as we broadcast live. And yes, it is Fan Day Friday, so I want to thank all of you guys for being with us. And we got a lot. It is mid-show, so if you've been tuned in, you heard quite a bit already, and you ain't heard nothing yet. Definitely stay with us in the 8 o'clock Spotlight Hour. Of course, we've got some surprises for you, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let me go ahead and bring to the line my amazing co-star,
You guys know her very, very well. She comes to us out of wonderful Mississippi, give her a Virginia, but no, she comes to us out of Mississippi. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. I'm about to put you in a whole different state.
I know
How
it.
Are
I know
you
it.
Today?
I'm wonderful this morning. Happy mid-show.
Yes,
happy Fan Day Friday. I'm over here just dancing,
that.
Carrie. I'm loving the music this morning. Loving it.
Yeah, it's been an eclectic mix of music. Thank you, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
It has been an eclectic mix of music today. We started out with some old school, real old school. We went back a ways, but you know, we kind of worked our way up. And just a little bit feeling the soul on Friday. You know, Fridays are always a day where if you can't add a little bit more music into the whole thing. You know, there's a lot
going
on in the world.
Weekend. Yes.
Yes, and I definitely want to talk a little bit about what's happening. And, you know, we've got to touch on some things that are not always all that pleasant because that's the world we live in right now.
Exactly.
But there's always hope. And
always hope.
And that's another reason why I'm always thrilled that you take a moment and give us a hope for the day. Then we're going to let things continue rolling along and talk a little bit about what's going on. But first, Nicole Marie, you always read from this incredible book that you have discovered and giving us a little hope to kick off our morning's mid-show. Please take it away, Nicole Marie, with your hope for today.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I'm always so excited to just bring a little bit of hope to you every single day. And hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. It helps us reduce the feelings of the helplessness. It increases our happiness. And it just makes us feel better. We're holding on to that hope that things are going to turn around, no matter what it is we're going through. So I want to share hope for today for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. This moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And each day I just like to share just an inspirational way from the book to just help lift your spirits for today. So for today, control your body. Be aware of your posture. Move with purpose. Speak with authority. Take your place proudly. Lift your pace. Your mood will follow.
Okay, wow.
Very good words for today. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you, Nicole Marie. So listen, folks, again, it's Friday, January 27th of 2023. It's our show number 814. So we are, as you just heard, marching to 1,000 shows and so much more that's happening here. Listen, we'll be talking about our schedule, our calendar. We're talking about Black History Month with which kicks off as well next week. And also Bob.
This month has gone by so fast, Gary.
We're
moving into
February. We are. And we've got a big lineup, folks. I want to talk about our therapy products. We'll be kind of checking in with that and some of the things that are happening today. Now, first, I just want to kind of touch on this, you know, just so that folks know we have a TV just like you. And we see what's happening out here. There's a whole lot of talk. There's a whole lot of talk surrounding the Tyre Nichols case. And I just want to say, you know, we know that this is happening out there, and we're real sad about all that in recent times.
Horrible.
And really, it's not just been in recent times. It's been throughout time. And it's just that
publicized, Carrie. We don't always hear all the stories.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we just want you guys to know, you know, just continue to be strong, fight the good fight. Here we have African-American officers who did the unthinkable to this young man over a traffic stop. a traffic stop.
Wow.
Almost unthinkable, unspeakable.
So
here's my thought on this. I'm not surprised personally. I can only speak for myself here, but I'm not surprised when we tend to treat one another, and I'm talking about in our community, worse than folks outside of our community. And and they've already treated us in the most rotten way humanly possible. As you guys know, throughout history, this is not a secret. They may try to keep it a secret, but it's not a secret. And so it's too much. And we have learned to kind of imitate this behavior, to have no kind of connection and respect for your brother or sister.
Right.
And to side with behaviors that your ancestors had to fight against.
Right.
What on earth are we thinking?
It's
now,
so
I haven't seen this video that's going to be released today at some point. And boy, oh boy, if it's anything like what they are saying, again, it doesn't surprise me. And of course, now this is the irony. You have these are black officers, and when you have the white officers, you don't see the swift boat to justice on behalf of the victim. Watch how you've already seen how they are totally throwing the book at these officers, and deservedly so. But I wish they would do the same for all of the cases.
So true, Carrie.
And
so,
how
so
we
true.
Put an end to these cases, it's very simple. How do we end all this? One simple way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is literally by sticking together. And that ain't going to happen.
That's it.
It ain't going to happen.
That's it, Carrie.
I don't know when it will.
So
we
got
to get some sense, folks.
We do. We certainly do. And Carrie, this definitely hits home for me because I see both sides of it. My husband is law enforcement. He's been out there. He's been on the streets. Right now, he's now a parole agent. But I've seen both sides of it. I still continue to see both sides of it because there are those that are not doing what they are supposed to do. But then you have those that it makes it hard for those that really do care and are
Absolutely.
Out there and doing the right thing.
Yes, and I mean,
it's
I have
hard.
To also say, and I have folks in our family as well who have been on that side. Listen, I think that you need to have order. What you don't need to have is chaos. And what we have witnessed is chaos. We can diminish this. If the reason that this kind of thing happens over and over is because folks feel, and this is, again, I'm believing this and raising my hand, but that we don't care about each other.
Right.
You think that only black folks see that? Other folks see that. And if they think we don't care about each other, they say, why the heck should they care about us? They don't care what happens to us.
We do
if
not.
If you don't care about yourself.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And what is going on? But see, this is not, it doesn't just end with us as African-Americans or folks of color acting out. This is all predicated on a racist system.
Right.
That has permeated our society for hundreds of years.
Right.
And the only way to kind of really deal with this is to figure it out how we need to. And it sounds like an endless cry. We're always talking about trying to stick together and folks and this and that. It's almost a no-brainer.
But we don't stick together.
No.
We don't look out for one another.
You've got to understand also how abuse works. You remember how those folks who where they say, like in a case where someone's been battered, and they're always asking the person, why didn't you leave the house? You could have just walked out the door. Why did you stay there and take a beating all the time? This is kind of similar. It's a form of PTSD, which I believe, and again, this is me speaking, and I think every single person of color in this country has a form of PTSD. How can you not? How can you not?
Well,
we've got to figure out a better way to go, because this is not the way.
Definitely not.
So we will continue to do our part. We will continue to inspire, uplift, and start with ourselves. Now
that's
we're going to continue to follow this story about Tyree Nichols, the officers. We're going to watch the footage a little later. I do want to say that the family is represented by, of course, the famed attorney out there who has been Benjamin Crump, who's been working with so many families. Benjamin Crump was actually interviewed right here at Hill Radio. I remember covering a case several years back, and he was kind enough to bring the family of the victim right to our show. And so I had a chance to speak with the parents of Kendrick Johnson years ago. And Benjamin Crump was, I think I have a clip. Let me see if I can find the clip for you. Because these things have not, let's take a listen. This is what Ben Crump said when it was Kendrick Johnson. We'll talk a little bit about it. It's about a minute.
There is a federal investigation kind of going on. And maybe we can ask the attorneys about that. Mr. Crump, would you be kind enough to kind of weigh in on that? Where is this investigation and what's going on now?
Well, the U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Georgia announced that he would do a federal review into the tragic death of Kendrick Johnson, which was a victory. However, we were dealt a minor setback when the judge ruled just this week that the coroner's inquest that we were requesting to determine the manner and cause of death into Kendrick Johnson, that he was going to stay the proceeding until the federal prosecutor had finished his investigation. That was troubling, very troubling to us, Gary, because we think the two are mutually exclusive of one another. And this family has been, for 300 days now, fighting, kicking, and pleading.
Yeah, that's Benjamin Crump, who you guys know famously is connected with the all these cases that have popped up. Real sad. Kendrick Johnson, who was very sadly run over by a police car, and just awful that the car hit him. I mean, there's footage and all of this, and it's just sad. So Ben Crump, and again, he was Trayvon Martin's family attorney, George Floyd's family attorney, and so many others out there. And he's very kind. We've been connected with Benjamin Crump's office down in Florida for many years. And just sad stuff. And, you know, I'm going to have to check in with Ben and Lisa and all of these wonderful TV attorneys who've been on our show and see if we can kind of make some sense of these things. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Listen, I will turn the corner. As difficult as these subjects are, we'll continue to bring them in, talk about them as we can. Our job is to give you a snapshot of what's happening in the world and get you off and running each day. And we've been doing that, I want to say, consistently. Hey, listen, today is Friday, the 27th. It's Fan Day Friday. We've got our wonderful hairstylist from the West Coast coming up in just a bit. I have a surprise for you. We've got Keisha McAllister, who's going to be with us live. Going to talk a little bit more about hair over the weekend, and going into Black History Month. Is there such thing as Black History Hair? We're gonna ask her about that. Are there some styles that have lasted the test of time in our community? So, Keisha, get it together now. We're gonna be checking in with you in just a couple minutes. She comes to us live all the way from Fairfield, California. So on the Pacific, out on the West Coast, and so we can't wait to get her on. We'll check in with her in just a moment, and then she'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour to give us a skinny on this. Let me see if we can. Keisha, are you out there? Are you out there? Can you hear us?
Good morning, Keisha. Good morning. Hey.
All right. Yes. Hey. To you. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Yes. Welcome to Mid
Show. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
It's great to have you with us live today. I think we're going to try to do this each Friday. Yeah. So we're checking in with you. Coming up in the next hour, we're not going to put you on the hot seat right now. We're going to talk about that.
You.
We're getting into Black history. I know you need to say thank you this morning. Because it's early out there where you are, but we love having you on. You've been doing a terrific job. And we're going to be getting into the hair care topic for Friday. We want to talk about weekend hair. We're going to talk about Black history hair. I'm going to go. From the early times of our ancestors to through current times and our protective styles, weeds, whatever we can pull together. We're going to be talking hair talk on this Friday morning. We're live. It's January 27th. And so we're going to be checking in with you this morning, Keisha. Okay. So we're real happy. Before we're gonna check back in, but let me just ask you, you're gonna be coming out to our big show in March, I'm hoping. I'm keeping our fingers crossed.
That is the plan. Yes, that is the plan.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, let's make that plan
sir.
Happen. Yes. We'd love to see you out here. Okay, Keisha. Awesome. Okay, stand by, Keisha McAllister, Fairfield, California, our resident hairstylist, and she's going to be with us throughout the rest of the morning. So Keisha will be checking away in just a bit. Awesome. I just love when Keisha's with us. When she's on often, but when she's live, it's really it's a treat. It really is, because we love to check in and get a little hair tips here and there and all that kind of wonderful good stuff.
Always helpful. So helpful.
Always helpful. Michael Hopkins will be up in the next half hour as well, so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to check in with him as well and see what he has in store for us over the next few weeks. There's a lot of new postings that I myself have done. They are on the Hair Radio online community, and again, it's easy to become a member. Just go to hrmember.com. It's real simple. If you are already a member, you'll see a whole bunch of folks there. If you are not a member, then you can easily click the sign-up link. And it basically is just your name and email and a picture. And the good news is there's so much there. There are tons of different groups you can follow and friend.
Lots of information.
And people can follow and friend and really great things. We have our show, is represented there, a group page. What about, we got a live chat, a host chat, I think you handle, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Michael Hopkins has a page there with the
Vet
veterans.
Talk Radio,
Vet Talk Radio, So it's a lot there, folks. Please go to hrmember.com if you are not a member and set yourself up. It's free, F-R-E-E.
Yes.
I want to also say we've been kind of promoting Bob, so I want to take a moment to acknowledge Sam Enon and just appreciate BOPSA, Black-owned beauty supply.
Thank you so much, Sam and BOPSA.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been very supportive of Hair Radio. They've been funneling a ton of new folks over to us to introduce to you guys. And
wonderful.
We will be
rolling
them out. Yes, and Sam and Adele, they have this box, it's called the Barber Caddy, where they load hair care products and different types of hair items into a vending type machine. And they literally send that out to different supply stores and shops and all of that around the country.
Nice.
So it's really, really nice. Yeah, so I've talked about it. Sam is going to be with us. He really is expected to be with us in the next week or so.
Great. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Always enjoy,
well,
Sam.
Well, this is important. In the month of February, we're going to be, of course, celebrating Black History Month. And this is where we get the opportunity to recognize the talent of the folks in our community, which is just off the chain.
Yes.
The natural
awesome.
Ability and talent, the resilience of people of color.
So much talent.
The resilience. So much talent. Here's the thing. When you start at a disadvantage, and then you have a system in place that oppresses folks, and soon you start to think that you really don't value things as much as you should. So we're gonna be going through all of that in the month ahead as well. But
right.
we're not just gonna have on sad talk. We're gonna have on some folks that can help us to navigate out of this chaos.
Right.
And whatever that means, we'll figure it out. That's my promise. We will have these discussions, and leadership is what's lacking. And I should say good leadership. So we're going to be in, what does that look like? So we're going
right.
to be talking about all of that.
It's all about conversation and education.
Conversations and all the above. So
right.
I want to kind of go ahead and get that on out there. Again, coming up in our spotlight hour, that's between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 if you're out in the Central Time Zone, like Nicole Marie, who's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. So Central Time. So what have you heard this morning? Did you get a chance to listen in? We had on a few clips this morning.
I was definitely listening. I heard Miss Siobhan early this morning from Roots Rock Run, and I enjoyed her hair talk. Yes. And I was also listening.
And I
go ahead.
Just wanted to throw that in, because Siobhan, I just wanted to say she's going to be at our event on March 6th. So you'll get a chance to meet Siobhan. Yeah, we need to let folks know. We got a lot of folks coming to the show. So
a lot of folks coming through, yes.
But I just wanted to work that on in. So you heard Siobhan.
Excited about
that.
And then I was also listening, and I heard Miss Jackie from Jackrabbit Eats. And I always love to hear what she has to say, because I am also trying to transition slowly into plant-based, you know, eating. And it is not easy, but I am slowly making positive
you
changes.
Know what? So am I. But let me tell you something. I happen to be at the supermarket. Folks, I live in Brooklyn, New York. So it's, you know, perhaps different in your communities. But and here, when I went to the market the other day, and I saw that they actually have plant-based frozen foods, and I didn't even know that there was food now that caters to this community.
Yes, yes.
I'm signing up for it, because I happened to notice there was a, you know how we see these memes on Facebook and all these different social medias?
Right.
And it was floating around, and it said, and I wish that I couldn't copy it. I was trying to get it. It said how long different types of food stays in your system. So not to be gross or anything, but it is, you know, for you guys are having breakfast. But it just gave the different breakdown. And I knew about, you know, I'd heard about beef, and I heard about the different meats and all of that.
That
but what I do know is that some of it, the thing that really stays in your system the longest was that, it's not wheat. What is that where it's it starts with gluten?
Gluten.
Gluten, yes. G-L-U-T-E-N.
Okay.
So search that, guys. So that's why a lot of folks were going to those gluten-free products. And, you know, and
but it seems more and more the list is growing
what we need to stay away
well,
from.
If
you know?
I don't want anything that's staying in my system for 3 months.
Well, I don't either.
That's a bit too long. Yeah, and so, but all of these things, they stay for weeks and you know, and we're wondering why we don't feel so great or we're sluggish. So, but it's because these bad behaviors have kind of been, you know, we've cultivated them over decades of time. So it's not always easy to just turn a switch and go a different direction. But we've got to start. We've got to begin having these conversations. And
right.
So I'm happy that we get to do it here. Today's that day we were supposed to be on light and happy today.
Yes.
But I think it's
we went
still
in
good.
This morning. Yes.
Yeah.
And Carrie, let me just say.
In.
Yes, we're going in. But let me just say, it is Fan Day Friday. I just want to send a shout out to all of our fans out there. Thank you for tuning in and listening.
Yes.
And we just appreciate
Absolutely.
You so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We do.
So
thank
definitely,
you for that.
Yes, we just appreciate
Marie.
You. Yes. Appreciate them so much. So definitely have
yes.
to give them a shout out. And we thank you for tuning in.
Right, because
thank
you
thank
don't you. Have to, as one of our announcers says, you don't have to each day.
Exactly.
You know, tune in and listen. There are tons of things you could be doing. There are tons of things you have to do. But we are glad that you do them with us.
Yes.
We're glad.
So glad.
Now, speaking of which, here's the schedule because we got a lot going on, folks. So let me just, you know, give it to you guys straight. We have a big, big live show coming up on Monday, March 6th of 2023. This is a big theater show in Manhattan. This is in New York City, the big time.
Right.
The big time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful location. When I decided to come back and do a live hair talk to hit the stage, I decided to do so in Manhattan. And I
awesome.
Love this. The theater, it's called the Jean Frankel Theater. And they themselves have a history of putting on black talent and featuring black folks who are in that theater space. And so we are honored to be able to bring the live version of this, live and in-person version, because we're live on radio with Hair Radio right now. But
yes.
the live and in-person version of what we do. And so it's a stage there. We've got some wonderful things. We'll be having a little VIP event there. And we're going to be talking about this whole breakdown coming up as well in the 8 o'clock hour. So lots of hair talk to come. Again, Keisha McAllister is going to join us in the next hour and so much more. Coming up and about now. Well, first, I'll tell you what, let's kind of just change up everything for a moment. Let's take a little music break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Blue. Now, Blue, you
all
guys
right.
know she does our wonderful scent of the day. And again, it's Divine Energy Candles. We love them. They are down, and well, she's down in Jacksonville, Florida, and she gives it to us straight each day with some great sounds about the candles. So we're going to be...
we love it. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So listen, let's just get on some real... Now, I'm going to take you real far back for this one.
Uh-oh.
And then we'll bring you back to current times. Yeah.
All right.
I just feel like some classic Diana. Sorry, guys out there. I know this
All
was
right.
before many
let's do
were
it.
Born. But we'll be right back. It's only 2 minutes. And then we've got wonderful Blue. She'll be with us live.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning, Fan Day Friday, January 27th of 2023. I'm with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, my co-host. And now,
good morning.
Yeah, Happy Mitchell.
Happy Mitchell.
Yes, yeah, New York time. 6:35 where you are, Nicole Marie, and for folks out in the Central Time Zone. I want to bring to the line the lady who really started this incredible, I'm going to call the Candle Empire. We're talking about Blue out of Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville. Hello, Blue. Good morning.
Good morning,
again. Blue. Happy Mitchell to you.
Happy Mitchell.
Good morning. Yes.
Yes.
Happy Friday, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday back in here. Yes.
Yes.
So listen,
yes.
I'm going to jump on in, Blue. We need some great candle scents to take us into the weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, yes, it's Friday. We gotta get it on the candle track today. So what do you have for us, Blue?
All right, Kerry. Well, what we have today, we have Amber Nora. Now, this is a sweet and sensual candle, and it has top notes of fruity plum and a citrus and citrus with a heart of sultry amber and jasmine, resting on base notes of musk and amaryllis. Now, this fragrance, this fragrance is a little complex and sensual. That makes it so well-suited as a year-round luxury fragrance. Now, this fragrance oil is infused with natural essential oils, including cypress and cedarwood, patchouli and mandarin, tangerine, orange, sweet, and divana. Now, this, I say, I love the way it smells in the bottle. And then when you mix it in the candle wax, it just spins it into something totally, totally different. It smells amazing in the bottle. But the candle, it takes it to another level. Now, when you go to the top notes, we said we got plum and citrus. That middle note is amber and jasmine. And the base note is dark musk, amaryllis, and benzoin. Yes. Mm. And that beautiful, beautiful scent, again, is Amber Noir.
Amber Noir. Okay. Is that
yes,
like, how do you spell the Noir part?
N-O-I-R.
Oh, okay. Now, see, that's French, and that means nice.
Right.
Noir, as I would say, so you should pas say. So, yes, I studied French for 4 years.
Like year-round.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
That's why the year-round look
We're going to give, yes, exactly. We're going to give you our French lesson. So here, Amber Noir. That sounds
love
French.
Amber Noir.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really, really.
I don't want to go there, but that sounds amazing. Now, I love that. I don't know.
Yes.
Was that you, Blue? That was great.
Yeah, do that. Say that,
that
again,
that was
though.
Great. You actually nailed it. I'll tell you because, that is just wonderful. I love it. And 5 trips to Paris, let me just say. So, you know, I definitely love French. Yes. One of my favorite places. And so Amber Noir. So, you know, I've got to tell you, automatically, that's my favorite. Automatically.
Of course.
It's my favorite.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that right now. And what it does for me, it transforms, it sends me back. It really does. So that's why I asked you to hold it. Because I thought that that's what it was. I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that Amber Noir, because for me, when I used to go to Paris all the time, and the headlights were of kind of like an amber color. And so it's known as the City of Light in Paris. And, you know, we've had on Dr. C and all of these folks who talk about the fashion over there. But Paris is you know, and that French scent, that's what I'm getting from this. This is an Amber Noir. That is definitely a French impression.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you
mm-hmm.
have to. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
so I love it. So when, you know, you put it together, you bring excitement
yes,
to me.
We love
today.
It. Thank you. Oh,
and
yeah.
Welcome.
Can't wait.
I'm so glad I can do it.
Can't wait to find out what's
happy
next.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She's yeah. got something. You always have something up your sleeve.
France and Paris today. Let me see what other countries
you
can move you around to.
You sent me to Paris. You sent me back to Paris. And I'm not just saying that. I don't just say things. You guys know me already.
Mm-hmm.
I only say what I mean. Okay? So I love it. And I really mean that because we need these things. And as you know, for me, I have a relationship with candles in that when I get up in the morning, you know, I like my place. I like my studio to smell good. It's no secret. I have to, it cleanses. It's a part of my routine. And I think, Nicole-Marie, we've talked about it on the air. What do we do
we
each
have.
Morning when we get up?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're part of the routine now, Blue. You're part of our listeners'
yeah.
routine. How does that make you feel?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. And you,
well,
I'm glad for your customers.
I'm glad they welcome me, you know, with open arms and light hearts. So I appreciate that.
Oh,
definitely.
We give
you the biggest group.
Because we love it. Oh, yes.
All of us. Yes. You help
Blue.
To inspire us.
Exactly.
And so just keep on doing what you're doing. You know, that's you know, we appreciate you here at the show, and you're coming
definitely.
Up on a year soon. You'll
yeah.
be coming up on a year that you've been
yes.
a part of
that's
our
awesome.
Operation here.
Blue.
Yeah. And you even inspired
yeah.
your sound alike. We have a sound alike.
Yeah, Keisha.
Let me see if I can get Keisha on. Keisha, are you still there? She's our hairstylist out in California. We call her the Blue sound alike. Blue, when you're not
yeah.
here, we're going to use
they
Keisha
certainly
to
do
step
sound
in.
Alike.
See, that's
hey, Keisha,
pretty awesome.
You
see if we'll find out right now.
Look, my
Blue.
Sound double. Oh, your sound double.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a sound double.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah. Oh, we just love you guys. You're awesome. You really make our day here.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, and we need it. You know, so much with the news. You know, I turn on the TV, you can't help
oh,
but be kind of a little sad.
Yes.
So we
yes.
need to keep uplifting each other, guys. This is what
yeah,
the show
absolutely.
Is all about. And let me just
yes.
bring in
what we're
our,
here for.
That's what we're here for, Nicole-Marie. So right now you're listening to me. I'm out here in Brooklyn, New York. I'm Carrie Hines. Also got Nicole-Marie, my amazing co-star, who is down in Water Valley, Mississippi. We've got our incredible Blue, who is the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. You heard the commercial right here a little while ago. And also my new hairstylist, our new resident hairstylist, Keisha McAllister from Out. So you're really up early, so we can't say anything. You are out in California.
Very
and
early.
That is
yes, yes.
We're not going to tell you how
chicken.
Early it is in California right now. It's super early. It's early. With a capital E.
Yes.
So, and Keisha, you always sound so awake. Like, are you a coffee drinker? What keeps you
no,
up?
No, I'm
so
not. I've been,
wow.
I've been getting up this time since about 1982. So it's kind of ingrained in me to be
I
awake.
Wasn't even born yet. Well, okay.
Went
we'll,
way,
we'll
back.
Way back.
Way back. Well, you know what? I'm actually an early morning person too. I'm up. So when I say that, I really am joking because I'm up early, like the
yes,
Dickens.
Yes, you are.
Now,
yes, you
yes,
are.
I can't help it. Blue, are you an early morning person too?
I would say I'm more of a I'd rather get things done and out the way early, and keep on going.
Yeah.
And then when I'm
well,
stopping, it's over.
Really? Well, let's see if Hopkins. Michael is the host of VTR one of our third trifecta hosts in the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. Michael's down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, are you listening this morning? Are you there? Are you on mic?
Good morning,
oh,
Michael.
Yeah. Amore, amore, and more amore.
Good morning.
It's Fancy
yes,
Friday, Michael. So
you
yes,
came in with
morning.
Amore. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, yes. Yes, I like that, too. So, Michael, you've been listening. Now, are you an early morning person? We're having a little unofficial poll today. So are you a morning person or are you a late person?
Uh-oh. Are we talking about before my many careers or after my many careers?
What's up nowadays?
Nowadays, just call me Mr. Flexible. If I got to be up early, then I'm up early. But, you know, you get into this retirement mode, and sometimes early is 9 o'clock. Or 10 o'clock.
Wow.
And we're doing good, right?
Yeah, you're doing real well. I can't
but
sleep that long. I tell you, I
wow.
just...
Neither
I'm
can
up
I.
at 3-something in the morning. Yeah, 3-something
wow.
in the morning. I'm
oh,
ready to rock
oh,
and roll by
yeah.
4.
Understood.
So, that's how we do it. And I got to put on my early morning candles. So, Blue, that's where you come in. That's why
oh,
we
yeah.
have Blue. When I was thinking about this, and I said, we'd love to have Blue come on. I've never heard of candle talk on the radio like what we do. And so when I thought about this, I said we needed to have someone who could really bring a different energy to the flow of the show. And I was just really impressed. I really was. So I was very happy to come across Blue and all this and just, you know, and we normally we do a lot of production. We do all of these things. We said, Blue, this is what you put together for us. And Blue did just that. And
yes,
you are here with us. You really helped to shift the change in the show each day, which is something that I appreciate. So, good stuff.
Thank
Divine
you, Blue.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Love those
okay.
candles, Blue. I'm getting my bachelor's degree in it.
Well, you're just getting your bachelor's now. We're going to have our master's or PhDs in candle talk right here.
Exactly.
So, Blue, thank you. How's the weather down in Jacksonville today? You guys stormy or is it kind of sunny down there? Oh, I think we might have lost Miss Blue.
I don't think
we'll
we lost
check.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's 37. It's 37 here.
37
degrees?
Yes,
it's 37. And it's cold.
Uh-oh. I see.
Well, for what,
that's cold.
It's cold.
Oh,
yeah.
For you, that's cold.
Since I've been in Jersey,
Brooklyn.
How many years?
Yeah, you left from up here, but for us in Brooklyn, New York, it is 37 is a great number.
Wow, how about
oh my
that?
God. Yeah, you guys got it bad up there in New York, and I do pray for you. Don't worry. Just get out your cup of tea, cup of coffee, cocoa, whatever you
yeah.
want. It's cold.
Yeah,
and just stay
absolutely.
And stay
it's
in if you, can. If you can.
Oh yeah, and you know the chickens
out
down here where I live, they come out. They come out during the early morning.
Michael, what are you
They're always
about?
Ready.
Wait, Michael,
wow.
where are you at again?
Michael's talking about the chickens.
Oh yeah, I live down in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and one of my neighbors actually has chickens.
Oh, my.
You know it's a Monday Friday when we're talking about chickens on the Hair Radio
right.
Morning Show.
Exactly.
Listen,
yes.
We are, I better catch everybody up. Listen, you are on with us live this morning. I'm so happy that we need to laugh. It's been a long week. And so,
yes.
guys, on the background noise, just watch, turn that a little bit down for if you can. Michael, it sounds like I can hear chickens literally clucking. So I'm gonna take you out for just a bit and let you get it together there. But yeah, lots of good stuff. It's Band-Aid Friday. I'm super excited to have everybody with us this morning. You know, there's so much going on in the news, as we were saying, so we need a little bit of laughter. We need some time to focus on something else. Keisha, we got a full lineup this morning with us. Of course, Blue's on, and thank you, Blue, from Divine Energy Luxury Candle Line, and giving us our candle of the day. Amber Noir. That's my new favorite. Amber Noir is the scent for the day, today. And so thank you, Blue, and we'll see you back here. Don't forget, Blue's with us mid-show. Now, Blue, I want you all to know, here's the thing, folks, because I've got to do a whole bunch of planning for our live event on March 6th. So for the next, we're going to be live on Tuesday. So Tuesday the 31st of January, 2023, so that's on Tuesday in a few days, we'll be back here live with you from 6 to 9 in the morning. And then we will be taking a production break so that I can get this live show together for you guys who are coming to New York on March 6th. So I'll be planning that for the next couple of weeks. So we won't be live after starting on February 1st. We're going to have pre-tapes and play some of our recent shows each day. And the only way to hear those shows, you got to go online. There's no other way to do it. So you'll have to click a link. You won't be able to dial the 516 number because we're not going to be live starting on February 1st for just 2 weeks so that I can get the live events on stage together. So we've got to really put our guns, and this is an experience. We're going to put our foot in it. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. It's going to be a lot to get into. So thank you, Blue. So yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get into this morning. Keisha's on with us all the way from out in Cali, Fairfield, California, to be exact. Keisha, what are those equidistant cities you are between again?
I am in between Sacramento, which is our state capital, and San Francisco Bay Area. So San Francisco, Oakland, you know, the San Francisco Bay, Berkeley, all those places.
Wow. Okay.
Right in the middle.
One of our good friends, Lionel Williams, he's from up there somewhere, and I'm going to be checking in with him hopefully this weekend. And we're going to try to get him out here for the event. He always comes in and gives us the skinny on Miss Oprah and all that she's doing, that he stays connected to her and all that. So we always love hearing from him and shout him out this morning. And Keisha, we're shouting you out too, all the way from Fairfield. In the next hour, we got some hair talk to get back to. So you stand by. We'll be checking back in with you shortly, Keisha.
We are all across the country this morning, Carrie.
We're all over the country. Definitely represented this morning. We got folks going from everywhere today. Well, that's what it's about at Hair Radio. We just love it. We have just been killing it this morning. Michael, let's just check back in. Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio. Are you there, sir?
Yep, I'm still here.
Michael, I wanted to just mention that over at our 24-hour network, well, it's our Hair Radio online community, I should say, that's free to be a member. We talked about that. There are some wonderful posts that we put there each day. They really are. So I'm just excited about that. You have put some information there. You've got some recent things. Can we talk a little bit about these postings that we have on a special series that that Vet Talk Radio has been working on? Can we talk a little bit about that? And that they are online
sure
to listen to anytime. Yes. Tell us a little bit more,
sure,
Michael. Take it away.
We have been talking about our 8-part series, and basically the series talks about top terms that if you're a veteran that you should know about when you're filing for compensation. And it's right there in the forum on Hair Radio. com. And I've been covering things that I know that are so very important for veterans to know. And we're talking about things like TDIU, like the difference between the claim section for veterans and the hospital section for veterans. These are they're very important things, primaries, secondaries. I mean, the list just goes on and on. When you're filing for compensation, these are the kind of things, kind of terms, that they put you a cut above a lot of other veterans that are filing because you understand the filing process. And that's what it is, Carrie and Nicole Marie. It's a process. It's a strategy. It's education, and that's what we do here at Vet Talk Radio Show. You can catch us.
Awesome,
I mean, it's just, that's what I love doing. I'm very passionate about it, as you both know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As the fans know, the advocates know, the even the people that help veterans with claims and compensation, they know I'm passionate about it too. Because
yes.
I want all my brothers and sisters that deserve compensation to attain it. That's my passion.
Yes.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
Yes. I'm loving this. So real good stuff. Hey, listen, I'm going to get on a little bit of a music break. Coming up in the next hour, we have quite a bit to get into. First off, I'm going to bring back to the show a surprise visitor this morning. I have not announced that she was joining us. We're going to do that now. And so you don't want to go anywhere because we're going to take a little music break. When we come back, she's going to be here, and I'm going to tell you all about her. We go back, and we got a lot more to get into. Keisha McAllister will be joining us at about 8:30 Eastern. Keisha, so you're going to be back with us in just a bit. And we're going to introduce you to everybody and bring you into the big discussion. So stand by for just a little bit. And, okay, Keisha, we've got a lot more to talk with you about. So don't go anywhere. And definitely don't go to sleep out there in California. Keisha, set your alarm right now. Okay, no. Keisha McAllister, who's our resident hairstylist, she is always, I mean, you are always awake. I've never checked back and you kind of dozed off. You're always on point. So we'll be checking in with you in just a little bit. We're going to make a big introduction coming up in the next half hour as well. So we'll talk in just a bit. Keisha, stand by. Keisha McAllister. She's in Fairfield, California, so real good stuff. So Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins are on the line with me right now, and I'm so super excited as we kind of get into all of this. So
yeah.
Like I said, after the music break, we'll kind of check on back in. And we'll kind of roll on into our weekend. We got lots to still talk about, and I'm
really
happy about it. So, I wanted to put on something. Remember, we've been doing a whole lot of classic songs, songs that you guys have forgotten about, things that you wanted to also hear, and you wanted to hear us play, just to kind of, you know, like we were talking about, taking back to different times in our lives, when things, you know, we were happy. So, and I think we can be that way again. So here's one of my favorites as well as yours. And I don't play a lot of this artist here because I don't know. I don't know all of his catalog of music. I know you guys do. So if you have some other song favorites by Mr. John Legend, let us know. Here's a song that got on my radar, and we'll be right back. It's only a few minutes. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We're going to bring our surprise caller to the live. Stay with us.
Say that you'll stay. pleasure is on the other side. Let down your guard just a little. I'll keep you safe in these arms of mine. Hold on to me, pretty baby, you see. I can be all you need if you stay.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I am in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, it's Friday morning. Friday morning, January 27th, 2023. We call it our Sandy Friday. It is our broadcast show number, for those of you who like to keep track of all this. It's show number 814, show number 814. So, and we've been having just a real good time this morning, I have to honestly say, with everybody. It's been a big, big, big end of the week show. And right now, I want to kind of go back a little bit. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and our resident stylist, Keisha, will be with us in just a bit. But first, I'm going to bring to the line, I'm going to chat with her because we go back a little bit, and I wanted to kind of introduce her to you and reintroduce to others. She comes to us out of the Northeast. And to me, when I think of this Cheryl Lynn song, Wake Up in the Morning and all that, I can't help but think about my next guest. And as I said, we go back a little bit. She's been with us. She checks in every so often. I'm going to have her to bring up some. We're going to talk about some of the things going back a bit right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's my great honor to welcome to the broadcast this morning. Her name is Yanni Red, and she is a loctician, a notable loctician with many years of experience, and we're going to have her tell us all about that and her incredible academy that I know is still going strong. Yanni, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio. It's been a while. As the kids say, it's been a minute. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Carrie. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while. Now, listen, one thing I'm going to have you to make sure not be on a speaker. We want to hear your voice nice and clear this morning and strong and loud, okay? So it's really a pleasure. I was so happy to get this all set up. Yanni, we have to tell everybody. But before we get into some memories, which we're going to talk about, I want you to take a moment to tell everybody about, let me see if I can stop that in the background. There we go. Tell everybody a little bit about your incredible academy. I want to, you know, just to get that on out there, okay, because you're a noted loctician. But first, tell everybody about your academy.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Yanni Red. My name is Kiana Johnson, my actual name in the hair industry. I'm known as Yanni
Red.
Yeah,
we never call you Kiana, although it's a pretty name, but we never call you that.
Well, I don't usually tell people because that's my cosmetologist side. So I have this year, actually, it's going to make 25 years I've been a cosmetologist. And so
that's
I started teaching locks right around 1999, like 2000. And I would travel around the country at first and do like a little boot camp. And that would be like between 1 and 3 days. And I started realizing that wasn't really long enough to certify the stylist that I was working with. And so I started teaching online classes. And this is before Zoom, probably about 2011, 2012. And that branched out into what I have now, which is the Red Loctician Academy. And what I do is I certify locticians with a cosmetology grade certification. And I've graduated to date about 870 locticians in my school over the years. And now we're just starting again because we didn't take a break for the pandemic, but we had to kind of rearrange some things. So launching again, I have new class starting now for beginner locticians. And, I mean, we're doing just great things for the community, putting out stylists who do healthy hair, for one. Launching products and the locticians that I had during the pandemic when it actually started, you know, they quarantined us, so you couldn't go and do anybody's hair. So we added some other classes like how to launch your products, how to have a contactless hair business, and a few other things. And we've just been you know, building it back after the pandemic. But we're about to launch again in a few days, so I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you are, Yanni Red. Listen, I want to go back a little bit. And I love all that you're doing. You've always been inspirational here and aspirational for us. Let me just set the stage for everybody. Yanni, I don't even remember. I don't even remember how we actually met. I don't even remember any of that. I really don't. I don't remember.
We met on Facebook. We met on Facebook about a decade ago. Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. It's been so long. I really don't remember. I will tell you this, Yanni. It was a long time ago. Yanni came onto our show. You didn't just appear on our show. I mean, we used to do this thing because I got to set the stage for everybody. What did we do, Yanni? We had some folks on in the mid. Well, I think we had a hairstylist on in the mid show at 7, and then I think you came on at 8.
I used to do 6 to 9 the whole show.
Around
2017, if you remember, because I was on the show that morning when my daughter had my grandson. Mm-hmm.
It was 2017 when you were on the show. Wow.
Yep. My daughter was pregnant, and she wound up having my grandson like that morning.
Yes,
on
I
the
love
show.
That. Oh,
yep,
my gosh.
That was February 26th of 2017, I know. So it was around that time.
Goodness.
But we would keep it so fun by doing like show ideas.
Yeah.
We did a show called The Writings on the Wall, where we talked about the evolution of black hair and chemicals, and I love that that show right there. And
that
we did a wonderful
awesome.
Christmas show. I remember our
Christmas
show. That was wonderful.
Ooh, that was huge. That the Christmas show, which is still out there now. All these shows are on Blog Talk, so you guys can Google the Hair Radio Morning Show, literally 5 words, and choose any show that you want to listen to. All 813 other shows. Let me just say, I love that the Christmas show is one of the highest rated hair radio morning show broadcasts in our history. That show that we did, this was a long time ago, but let me tell you something. I think one of the reasons why the show was so highly rated, if you remember, Yanni, was that we talked about Christmas. We talked about our childhood Christmas. We talked about the toys. I got to really tell you about this because we went in on the toy talk. We went in and everybody related to it so overwhelmingly well. The show, we played our favorite songs. We picked our favorite Christmas songs, I remember. It was just a different time. We did a countdown. You remember, Yanni? And it was special. And I've got to say, every version of this broadcast that we've done on Hair Radio has been special. It's been special. Every co-host has brought their personality to this show. And every so often, the show, it shifts to reflect who's ever on it at that time. And so for me, when we bring back folks like LaSonia Nicole, who was on not all that long ago, and she came back to visit and say hi from Maryland, and, you know, to Yanni Red, who is a great loctician doing her own thing, which she was already doing long before she came to Hair Radio. And we are just so proud of what you've accomplished. And you came out of my neck of the woods in Jersey, okay? I'm from northern New Jersey, too, even though I was born in Philly and live here in New York. I also lived in Irvington, New Jersey, where Wayne Smith was the mayor at that period of time, who's our friend to the show now, and so much more. And so, but Yanni, I think those were, we had fun each morning, and we still, I'm going to give you a lot of credit for that. because you ushered that in. You helped us to usher that in when you were on the show during your tenure here on the show as a co-host. And I remember that period. I do. And so because before that, you know, when we first started the morning edition about 8 years ago, it was a little bit more, you know, we got our heavy moments, as you guys hear. But
right.
By and large, we try to make sure to get everybody inspired each day. So we're able to walk that line. And we also have the professional hairstylist and we have the enthusiasts. We have everybody. We have the product companies on. We got everybody. And I personally, the way that we feel here, we are a family. We have everybody who's all over. We got cosmetologists. We got folks who are not cosmetologists. We've got natural hair folks. But I do like what you said earlier, because the one thing that we always have in common that I have always told everybody is that healthy hair. That goes across the board. And so, and we're going to talk about that because, Yanni, you still, don't you still do your products and all that?
Well, I put my products on like a back burner because.
I was loving your product.
I still sell them to my customers, but what I do, I sell them in bulk right now because my focus was getting my online school automated. Like, I've never done ads, you know, in like a marketing department and all of that.
Right.
And so last year I started with my marketing department, and that's why we decided to just focus on things. So like right now we're fixing our marketing for the actual school, and then once we're done with that, then the product will get a fair chance, you know, because we have a lot of products being launched, but a lot of times, you know, people are too busy or they don't understand the full aspects of running a company. You know, like being a hairstylist is one focus, and then if you're going to add products to that, you have to focus on that in some type of way. So I'm not stopping them, but I'm just organizing everything so I can get everything done efficiently. So right now, they are available for sale, but I just do a select few until we get to that in the marketing part.
Awesome. Well, listen, I am just grateful that you're there and you're doing okay and that you've come back to your home here at the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. It really is quite wonderful and fantabulous to have you with us. I'm trying to remember, Yanni, you were on, but there was there was a hairstylist that was on that you were paired with, but I think that I don't remember you guys being on at the same time, but I got to go back and listen to those shows you were on. You were on quite a bit, so there's a lot out
Siobhan
there.
Was with us, Siobhan.
Yeah. Well, Siobhan is still with us. She's gonna be Yanni, I don't know if I told you a little bit about the show that's coming up on March 6th. It's a Monday. Right downtown Manhattan, so it's easy for you to get to from Irvington and from Jersey. Come to New York City on Monday, March 6th of 2023. We are having a special live show. Siobhan DeFeo will be there. Siobhan has her own big, beautiful shop called Roots Rock Salon, so we're shouting her out in New Jersey. And she'll be there along with a ton of other people. It's the biggest networking event for us. And my return to the stage. It's my first time being back live in front of folks in 3 years. And I've got a lot to say. And if you think I'm saying it all on the radio show, you would be incorrect. You got to come to the show. And not just that, but I got everybody coming out. So speaking of which, Yanni Redd, I wanted to, and just coming up in the next half hour, going to introduce you to our resident hairstylist. She's also a cosmetologist. She's out in California. Her name is Keisha McAllister. She's from Northern California. Up there, she'll tell you exactly. It's Fairfield, California, but it's up north, and we're going to have her tell you about it. So we're going to make that introduction. So you're going to be real busy, Yanni, because today we're going to introduce you to everybody, our entire team, because you're part of our family here at this broadcast. and that is never going to change. So, Yanni, first, you know, we have, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we keep it nice and moving and take a little bit of a break, a little commercial break, and then when we come back, after our little break, we will make the introductions. We're going to lead in with Nicole Marie. We're going to lead in. Let me see, because Nicole Marie, let me just see if I can get Nicole Marie now. She's my co-host out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And Nicole Marie, are you there?
Yeah.
Nicole, are you there?
I am here, Carrie. I'm here. Good morning, Yanni.
Yanni.
I have.
What do you want to say? Well, first, let me introduce you. Yanni, meet Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, meet Yanni. Yanni Red.
So nice to speak with you this morning, Yanni.
Yes.
And I'm loving your name. Loving it.
Don't you love her name? Yes.
Thank you.
Love it.
So, yes.
It's a pleasure
so
to
what
be
have you
back
heard?
With you guys.
Yes. Yes.
I am loving
so now,
hearing all about Yanni and her online school that she's working on and the products
yes.
and just everything. It's everything. I just love it, love it. But, Carrie, I do have
yes.
a question for Miss Yanni. Now,
okay.
here,
okay.
Hair Radio Morning Show, all about girl power, encouraging, inspiring. Be all that you can be. Do your best.
Yes.
Live your
yes.
best life. So my question for
awesome.
You, Yanni, is for any young girl, young woman that is interested in becoming a loctician and learning about it, you know, taking classes, whether it's in person with you, whether it's online with you, what advice would you have for them for being successful as a loctician as far as the all-around
great
business?
Great question.
As far as the all-around business is pick my class for one and pick a virtual class.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, I got a snack. Yeah,
I've been teaching, wait, let me go back a little bit.
Oh,
so in 2009, guys, right,
yeah.
what I did was I put a tutorial for fishtails on YouTube,
okay.
yes.
and come to find out
that
I was the first loctician to do so, to put an actual
yes.
styling tutorial
oh, that's
on
awesome.
YouTube for locks.
Yes.
Like everybody else, there were videos up, but they weren't showing the process. They were just showing the end of it. And so when locticians come to my school to learn, they do learn the business aspect. So I teach them how to be a loctician and not how to do a few styles. So they do get a full scope. Like just one of my students during the pandemic, mm-hmm. actually, let me tell you, I have four students who actually kept going during the pandemic. Every last student walked away from their job and opened their lock business during that pandemic.
Wonderful.
With what I taught them in school. And I had one who was working at the United States Post Office, and she left her job, which people never do in the post office. I had a lady who was a home health aide who left her job.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
I mean, we just, I do well. But, yes, I would say for me the best advice with them, let me just give them some real advice, but the best advice is pick a mentor mm-hmm. that, that's always been there, if you can. And the reason why I say that is because it's so many narratives based on improper things, like retwisting, for instance, just one topic, palm rolling. Based on who you talk to, they're going to tell you that palm rolling is not going to work for all textures, right? But if you talk to
right,
me about
I've heard
it,
that.
Who wrote the book, you know, I wrote the book and Carrie did my foreword called The Art of Retwist.
Oh, hold
now,
on.
In
oh,
my
now, you got
book,
to oh,
wow.
gloss over that, Yanni Red. Tell everybody
yeah, I
got to
throw
the
that
name
in.
Of your book. Yes, this is huge.
Yeah.
The name of your book. And I wrote
okay.
the foreword for her book. You got it.
Yes.
So tell everybody the name of that book.
Yes, that book is called The Art of Retwist, How to Palm Roll. And it breaks, I mean, it breaks barriers. It breaks myths. And it's like a class. All by itself. Like usually people want to join and it's usually the beginners that need to like start at palm rolling And I'm like, no, get the book. And they're all like, no, I don't want to get a book. I need a video. And I'm telling them, if you want to get in a class, you have to get the book first. And literally just from the book, now they don't need that class anymore. So I'm saying that to say that when I do create my lessons, I do them from research. I do them from testing. So I don't just look at YouTube and say, oh, well, let me write this, because those people didn't exist. Like, there was no YouTube when I was learning. So, you know, getting a teacher who actually does the research so you can come up with facts, that is right. What I would say is most important for your business. And also being someone that the customer can trust. Those two things. So notice I didn't say build a social media page or any of that stuff, because I'm from that era before social media. So I teach them what's really important, you know,
right?
Like to the client, for instance, like maybe, you know, especially if they've had locks already and you do them, you need to wow that client the first time. So some ways that they can stand out is like just knowing how to do the styles without them being tight. You know, that's something that you'll learn in my class, where if you go to another class, they're going to say, oh, well, it's going to be tight. You know, so, yeah, just find the facts. That's in one sentence, that's what I would say to them. Make sure you find the facts. Like, that's what the clients are looking for. When they can't get rid of dandruff, but you can because you know the facts, it makes you stand out. And so you go from my class, you can literally be a beginner and know nothing and be an expert based on the standard, you know, based on comparing yourself to the standard loctician we have now. I can make you an expert in one day.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
And I'm backing that up with about 20
question.
Years of testimonials. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yes, Yanni,
I'm sorry,
also great
answers. I don't have short answers. Y'all got to know that. I don't have short answers.
we don't want you to have short answers on our show.
No, we don't. Go
to somebody else know with the short answers. We want explanatory detail.
Yeah, we love it because you're educating
yes.
us this morning. Thank you.
Have you ever known me to give a short answer? yeah, you definitely had the wrong show. You come if you're looking for short answers. We want, you know, fun details and informative details, and you bring it, you know. And it's no surprise, Yanni Redd is our guest today. She has been with us throughout the test of time. My wonderful, wonderful colleague on the show. She represented Locks well. And we want to talk. One of the guys that you were, and I remember he was a model with you guys, and he's doing real well. He was on TV, on a TV show. I thought I'd fall on the floor.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. I'm going to ask you about that in a little bit. We're going to do a teaser here. So stay tuned. When we come back, I want Yanni to tell us a little bit about that. Because she's helped the young man's career, literally. So I'm going to talk to her about that. And then also, we're going to make the ultimate introduction today. I want to bring in our resident hairstylist all the way from California, Keisha McAllister. She'll get a chance to meet Miss Yanni Redd right here live on the air. And so you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to just make it all happen, and we're going to talk. I'm going to talk some industry. I want to talk about YouTube University. I want to get everybody. I'm going to have Yanni Redd. Don't say anything just yet, Yanni. We're going to have Yanni Redd to weigh in, and we're going to find out your thoughts on it. And you know, because you do a lot of teaching through videos and stuff, we want to find out how you feel about it. So we're going to ask you about that in just a bit. Keisha, like I said, everybody, we're going to get everybody on. And then Michael Hopkins is coming back to the air for the last question of the day. Michael is our host. He actually has his own hair product distribution company. He represents my therapy brand. We're going to have him talk about that. And I'm sure he has some things to weigh in on. And a comment for you, Yanni Redd, at the end of today's show. So we got a lot on the way. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Take a little break.
We're coming back live and strong. Stay with us.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
It's Kathy from the South Jersey area, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, folks, we're back live. It's Friday morning, January 27th, 2023. It is our show number 814. Today, that's show number 814. We're broadcasting live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's about 8:40 in the morning. It's about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock Eastern time, and for folks out in Central, so that's 7:40. I want to bring to the line one of my wonderful recent discoveries. She joins us all the way. Talk about time. She's all the way out on the Pacific West Coast of America. So she's from California. Her name is Keisha McAllister. You've heard her in recent times right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with segments like Ask a Hairstylist and Product Talk. The at-home stylist. It's my great honor to bring back to the show Miss Keisha McAllister. Again, good morning,
hey,
Keisha.
Hey,
welcome to the Spotlight
morning,
Hour.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay,
Beth.
So you've listening to it. Has it not been a fun show?
It's been a great show.
Thank you. I'm loving it too. So I want to kind of bring, first of all, I want to bring our incredible guest today. You've been listening, and she is a ball of fire. We love her. Yanni Red has been one of my dear, dear colleagues and one of my favorite folks. You know, we've had folks who've been through our doors here at Hair Radio, and I've just got to say, just one of our favorite folks, always fun, always upbeat, always has a lot to say. She's in the locks realm. That is her thing. And she keeps us informed and entertained and also educated on the whole locks, part of this business and industry. So now, Keisha, being a fellow hairstylist, it's my honor to introduce you to. You both are hairstylists out there in two totally different parts of the country. So we're going to talk about the industry a little bit. It's my first hair panel, really, of the new year. So let me bring to the line, you just heard from her, Yanni Red, all the way from New Jersey, from Northern New Jersey. Yanni Red, you're on with Keisha from California. Let me just be the first to make the introduction on show number 814. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning,
good
Keisha.
Morning,
nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Yes, I'm loving this. And so I really want
to out here. I'm coming out here.
Really?
In coming to California?
Yeah, I do my class. Like, I go to different states or whatever. So I've done Cali. I did the San Francisco. What is it? No, it's San Diego. And I'm coming again to do. I don't even know what the hair show is called, but.
Miss Dora, oh my God. You know what? I'll tell y'all later because I'm not full on the details, but the last week of March, I will be there for a hair show.
Wow.
Let
us know
when
that show is.
Let me know where you'll be. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about it on the show. You need to cover it for us on this broadcast. So, Yanni,
sure.
We're going to put you to work on top of work.
Especially West Coast all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yanni, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there.
It
I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much. How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for like a client looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, from a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting, it's a good video, but that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
And so, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, so it just depends on who it is, but I'm gonna say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube, is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. I still get likes on that comment. So, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects, it hides the real issues, like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair, and literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot, it's it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. But yeah, I would not I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about the YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Redd said, they're doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important. Actually. It's so important. Yeah. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough, they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Redd's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week, but can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made, and I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap was made because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all. So I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular, and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends, and I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really teach the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because there's, you know, like even in my state, the state board set, and this state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, single waves, and pin curls, even to this day.
To this day.
The outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
And I think that's apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend, because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist.
and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a press and curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where black stylists could actually help educate new black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists where they can do everything.
Like
so it really is going back to education.
I don't like the model of apprenticeship only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is, I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well, but when schools don't teach what the stylists need to know, but they take the financial aid money, I have a big problem with that.
And Yanni,
because,
I'm going to give you 60 seconds. So you guys, Yanni, go ahead, wrap up your thought.
Yeah, well, just for stylists because, you know, if they didn't teach lots, let's just say, I had to come up with a whole curriculum. There's no way I'm about to start teaching people that paid the $20,000 to the school, but they want to be a loctician, you know? So certain programs, They just contributed to the downfall of the educated hairstylist, just all around.
Hold
on,
let me just get this in before we run out of time. I have to say I have loved the two of you, loved it. This was amazing to me. I enjoyed it. So thank you both. Outstanding job across the board, literally. Yanni Redd, our very, very special guest loctician out of Jersey and here in the Northeast. And Yanni, how can folks find you? Of course, we'll connect them through Hair Radio.
Well, they just need to know how to spell my name because that's my social media handle on everything. So it's Y-O-N-N-I, Yanni, and then Redd, R-E-D. That's YanniRedd.com. I'm Yanni Redd on Facebook. I'm Yanni Redd _dreads on Instagram. And then Yanni Redd on
Sign up at our Hair Radio show, too, at HairRadio.com. So that way we can easily put people in touch with you. Keisha, you'll be back with us next week as well. Keisha McAllister from California. We just, first of all, I really have to say I just enjoyed it. I really literally was sitting here drinking my coffee. And outstanding job. Did you guys hear that? I just loved it. So, all right. So, listen, I'll be in touch with both of you following today's show. And let me just tell everybody what's happening. We're back. Michael Hopkins, who has been kind of quiet today. He's been busy working on a project down in Virginia. Michael, you're here. I just wanted to say thank you for being part of the show today, even though you were kind of radio silent because you were working on your thing. But I know you'll be with us on Tuesday for the Vet Talk Radio Show. I just wanted to get that in, a plug for your Vet Talk Radio Show. Will be on Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning. So I don't know if you can hear me down there in Virginia. Michael's working on something today. So anyway, Yanni Redd, thank you. Keisha McAllister, thank you. And from Nicole Marie, all of us, this whole week has been amazing. We'll see you back here on Tuesday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern for the next live installment of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to remind you to go over to our friends at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I do the programming over there. And so you can hear a lot of our classic hair radio shows. You can hear current shows. They also have their own interviews, a whole lot of stuff. It's on all day, all night. Whenever you find yourself without anything to do or over the weekend or until Tuesday, go to www.upscalemagazineradio.com and check them out. And we love our friends. And just a reminder, the new Upscale magazine is out on newsstands. Real nice. We'll talk about it next week. And I just want to say thank you. It's been a great, great week on the show. Yanni, how's it been to come back to the broadcast?
It feels wonderful. It feels wonderful. Great to be around like minds. Great.
Yeah. I just enjoyed it. Okay. And Keisha, what about yourself? because oftentimes Keisha does a lot of recorded segments with us, but how was it to be on live this morning?
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me this morning, and nice meeting you, Yanni Red.
You too. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Okay. All right. So we'll see you back here. It's time for me to start my outro, and I cannot wait. I'll be working on our live show. That's Monday, March 6th of 2023. Go to HAIRadio.com to find out all about it. It's the networking session of the year. So I'm really excited about it. Okay, here's our outro, and we'll see you back here. Thank you, guys. Good job.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places: the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans, who are actually interested.